Rosita have a boo-boo?
Oh, honey, wait a minute. This is from my COVID vaccine. My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
Well, Devin, today's guest is a guy who could probably spend the entire show today saying, I told you so, about Elon Musk, about the nanotechnology, about the origins of NASA, about the Great Reset, about what's inside the shots. But he's not the kind of guy that would take an entire show to do that. He's always sharing with us new information that he's learning. And Jason, I want to ask you, sir, what is the information that everybody needs to know right now? Because you're constantly researching. You constantly are on the cutting edge of discovering the corruption that's facing our nation. What does everybody need to know there, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. The big story right now is the fact that all of these tech individuals, including Musk, Zuckerberg, Brin, all the way down the line, Altman, the ChatGPT, WorldCoin guy, and, you know, I emphasized WorldCoin and the Orb at the latest Reawaken tour. They all met with all of our senators behind closed doors. And I think that this is a real problem because we already don't have enough transparency in this country and the world. And when they're talking about artificial intelligence with billionaires, many of which are really military contractors and already in collusion with sections of the government that we need to be wary about, including the Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, and yes, you mentioned NASA. So this isn't transparent. This is very, very dangerous, Clay, because when you're looking at what AI actually is, it is not a conscious intelligence. It is something that is programmed. It is a tool, in my opinion, not only of the Great Reset, but in order to install that, the follow-up book was The Great Narrative. So really AI, in a lot of ways, is going to be narrative management and really narratives that we're not going to be able to question.
So who all met with, explain to us who all was at this meeting and what elements of the government were they meeting with?
Well, they met with our entire Senate. So when we're talking about who was there, Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, Facebook, the Musker nuts, obviously X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, in that arena. Then you have Sergey Brin of Google, Sam Altman, ChatGPT, and as I stated, WorldCoin, and literally, I believe, 17 others. If there is a tech company that is in the who's who, in other words, representatives of the companies that are controlling social media continuously, they all met with these people. And when we're talking about OpenMind, Microsoft, representatives of them, Bill Gates was there, of course. I mean, this is it. You would think that this should have been headlines everywhere and really something that was discussed on every mainstream media and even alternative media network. But I'll be honest, I didn't even know this thing had taken place. We're actually now a couple days out, and the most I can find of it being discussed is Elon Musk for 5 minutes on his way out of this private hearing.
So how can you prove that this meeting took place? Where can you show us proof? Because Devin, I love this guy, but we can't believe him. We can't trust him, right? We gotta trust but verify. I mean, we trust you, but we kind of, you know, we're.
I mean, I'm not making up. This is a slew of security surrounding Elon Musk as he exits the Senate hall from this meeting.
Elon, what'd you say to the senators? Talk to CNBC for a second, live on TV.
Sure. I mean, just for a second here. I do have to get to.
So this is it. Tech companies and artificial intelligence is about what you can find on C-SPAN. Unfortunately, the audio even cuts in and out on the C-SPAN feed. But Musk essentially thanks Chuckie Schumer. You know Chuck Schumer. He's probably your favorite, right? You love Chuck. He's a great senator. He headed this thing up and basically got everybody in the Senate to kind of acquiesce to this private meeting. I think it's dangerous, Clay. I think it's super, super dangerous. Again, when these guys are meeting behind closed doors, and we already know they have little to no accountability.
Devin, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Is this concerning to you? Are you excited about ChatGPT? Because a lot of young whippersnappers such as yourself will use social media. I'm hearing that ChatGPT is interacting with people on social media, stating disturbing things. You're starting to see the AI technology engage with people in a way that's. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't like those group of people having private meetings, that's for sure. And especially that we don't know really anything else besides what Jason is showing us. Like that one picture, that five, you know, that little clip of Elon walking out, like who knows what's going on? And that's kind of scary.
I'm going to pull up this clip here of Emmanuel Macron, who I just, this guy is, by the way, if you don't know what his name means, folks, if you haven't looked this up, you really need to go down the rabbit trail of just looking up the name Emmanuel Macron and what it means. It's pretty wild that the actual just literal meaning of his name. Let me pull this up real quick here. This will blow your mind, folks. Here we go. This is Emmanuel Macron. I'm pulling this up here. I want you just to look at this, folks, and you tell me what the crap he's doing here. This is, I don't even know. Write in the comments what you think about Emmanuel Macron here. I want to get your thoughts. This is Emmanuel Macron. He's the head of France. Watch this. Watch him having a good time. Here we go. Team huddle. Team photo. Is he endorsing TPs? Is he saying we should bring back TPs? That's the key to the future, is let's all live in TPs. Hey, how are you?
I'm in favor of an international tax funding the efforts we need to undertake in fighting.
He's hanging out with Harari. He and Harari have a good bond there. He's hanging with Harari. Let's keep going. Here we go.
And the climate, I recalled France applied on itself two previously proposed taxes on airline tickets and on financial transactions. You'll agree with me that an international tax is international when it's adopted by all, and there are international taxes like socialism formally. It doesn't work in just one country. And so we're already at a technological front. We're not going to continue to beat ourselves alone. We're going to try and rally and get others to follow. So we're in favor of an international tax on shipping because it's a sector that's not taxed. There's no reason why it's not taxed and doesn't contribute to efforts throughout the world.
Most experts converge on the number 2%. If humanity increases our annual investment in clean technologies and infrastructure by around 2% of global GDP, that should be enough to prevent catastrophic climate change.
Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change. Also, conceptually, it shows that...
Now again, Emmanuel Macron, folks, if you don't know what his name is and what it means, his name is Emmanuel Jean Michel Frederick Macron. And he has a name. What does his name mean, though? That his name actually means Emmanuel, God with us, Jean, gift from God, Michael, who is like God, Frederick, peaceful ruler, Macron, a written or printed mark, first and last name, Emmanuel Macron. That means God with us and the mark. And he's hanging out with a guy who is referred to as the prophet. Jason Burmes, would love to get your thoughts on what is going on.
You know, Emmanuel Macron is one of those really weird type of Euro puppets where he has this relationship with an older woman that procured him at 16 and has really been establishment down the line. You know, you honed in, for instance, on the climate change agenda, kind of piggybacking on the COVID-1984 agenda. And it's in my opinion that in order to get things like climate lockdowns, et cetera, is you have to have narrative management and control along with the authoritarianism, just like you did during the pandemic. You know, you have to be able to ban people and you have to be able to cite sources that what are the end all be all when it comes to the truth, the authoritative sources, the trust, the science folks. And to do that, and this is why, again, this meeting is so dangerous. First of all, when it is discussed, that meeting, you know, you just talked about how there were very powerful people in closed room sessions. Well, I would argue that the Bilderberg meeting is actually much more dangerous, totally closed circuit, only one or two senators. In fact, it was Senator Kyrsten Sinema that was recently anointed by the Bilderbergers and then immediately became an independent after that. Sam Altman got his first invite in there. And to bring that up again, On the media front, Axel Springer, which is owned by a man named Adolf Doffner, who's on the steering committee there, has said that they're going to start replacing their journalists via their Axel Springer group, which is a huge media group, with AI. So artificial intelligence is coming very, very quickly. And, you know, you talked about NASA, and I often talk about NASA when we're talking about not only AI, but quantum computing, because NASA has actually partnered with Google. Google, obviously, represented by Brin there. But here's a little piece of a little nugget that I just came across doing research over the last week. I was doing a program on human brain interfaces, or BCIs, brain computer interfaces, such as the one that Musk wants to put inside of you. Were you aware that BlackRock has an entire BCI neurotech section? So, you know, they frame it up that they're pioneering the future. They're going to help all of these people. They already got 19 plus years of human studies, 30,000 days of implant research, very much bragging. But when you get down to their promo video, which is unfortunately of a man who is a paraplegic, and it does empower him. It lets him do Photoshop. Guess who they're partnered with, Clay? They're partnered with the people at NASA. So BlackRock and NASA are very much in not only the AI game and really owning everything, but also the BCI game. And it's my firm belief that they want these things hardwired in you, because there are non-invasive BCI technologies already available, so that they can, no matter what, instill that great narrative, that AI-driven story, into your skull directly.
I want to pull this up here because you just ooze with knowledge that people don't know. And I just, every time you're on the show, you just throw it out there. No one knows. So Emmanuel Macron, okay, his wife is 70 and he's 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just want to be clear, when she, just to be clear, just let's make sure we get this idea, is a 25-year difference. Okay. So this is how it goes down. Let me tell you what happened. Okay. So this lady, okay, her name here is Bridget Macron. So let's all look this up. Okay. Bridget Macron. Okay. And we're going to type in age. Let's type in age, 30. This is her at age 30. Okay. So she's 30 years old. And when she's 30, this dude's five. So he's five and she's going, Hey, you're my guy. He's five. And so,
well, Clay, really what's egregious is, again, he was 16 years old when they got together. And I believe she was about 40 years old at that point.
Oh, come on. You're acting.
No, wait. If you go all the way up to the top, to the left.
Yeah.
Click on that story. Bridget Macron lost all of her friends right there. That is Emmanuel as a teenager as she kisses him. So just click on that Daily Mail story and it'll tell you all about it.
You're sick. Okay, so now other things we need to know. You're I'll put a link on today's show notes. You're sick. You are sick. Okay, you've all know Harari was at the Bilderberg Group this year. He shows up here. He's showing up there. You've all know Harari, the false prophet. Look who snuck in the back door there. By the way, when I say sneak in the back door, I'm not referring to Yuval Noah Harari, his activities after the conference or before, but the openly gay Yuval Noah Harari is an interesting individual. What else do we need to know right now, Jason Burbage? You have a pulse on what is happening, and most people just don't have any idea about any of these subjects.
Man, it's tough because we're really starting to enter the election cycle, right? I know that you were really interested in Vivek Ramaswamy when we briefly talked, because folks, uh-huh. Let me just, you know, play out for you a little bit, Clay. You're an animal. You're a workhorse. He's amongst thousands of people, dozens of presenters. He's got a clipboard. He's keeping the pace, and he's still very politically in tune and wanting to know what's going on. So I'm very impressed about that with you. But I think right now we have to hone in on the political process and where it's going to go, because I really do believe that if, for instance, on the Democratic side, we have no primaries, we have no choice, we have a selection of Biden as the Democratic nominee, no path for RFK Jr., extremely dangerous. On the same end, on the Republican Party, if we allow Democratic governors to perhaps take Trump off the ballot via edicts, laws, bills, whatever, like Gavin Newsom's trying to do via the primaries, that also constitutes really the end of our republic, as would a conviction on any of these false charges. And if we put a former president, in my opinion. Again, you know, I've had my criticisms of the guy, but I really feel the only crime that he actually committed to these people was one, not committing enough war crimes, and number two, exposing the military industrial complex and the media industrial complex by name. So if that happens, Clay, it's really uncharted territories. And I don't think a lot of people are prepared for that. I know there are a lot of people that think, and Roger Stone amongst them, thinks that he can successfully run and win from prison. But we're entering a political landscape right now that is extremely frightening. And not only a political landscape, but also a technological landscape where AI is coming. Jobs are being automated out. You've highlighted the CBDC. And quite frankly, the dollar is probably at its weakest point since its inception. So I think that people have to kind of just be ready to navigate everything. If you're not paying attention to these issues and you don't have a personal plan, because there's not one tailor-made plan for everybody. But, you know, I always say, you know, have some extra money, cash on hand, have a store of wealth in gold, silver. It doesn't have to be much, just something. Same thing in the crypto market. And honestly, be versatile, because as you know, Clay, right now, it seems like there is a push to try to bring the COVID-1984 nightmare back. And so what I'm telling people right now is, if you didn't figure it out in the last 3 years, and all of a sudden your job or your school is telling you that you have to wear a mask or do anything, you have to leave. You've got to can no longer bend the knee. I don't care if you took a baker's dozen boosters. It's time to go. Like, massive non-compliance and resistance, Clay, I really think is going to have to be a hallmark for us as a humanity if we want to survive the next year.
Now, I'm going to pull this up here because this is video footage. Devin, this is before I met you, Jason, before the Great Reese, before, you know, we all met each other on the Reawakened tour. This is a video clip that I think pretty much describes my year during the Great Reset, during the lockdowns, at least, or headed up into the lockdowns, the mask mandates. There we go.
Okay, you're checked in.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are? You're a ribbon bully. Hey, where's your ribbon? Oh, I don't wear them.
You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS. I mean, I'm walking, aren't I? Just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who? Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? So, what's it going to be? Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
What are we going to do with him?
I guess we're just going to have to teach him to wear the ribbon.
One of the most prominent findings or pages that popped up was a site called The Truth About Cancer. And The Truth About Cancer gave the following advice: don't treat your cancer with chemotherapy. There are natural remedies instead. If I had taken their advice, I would not be standing here with you today.
That'd be okay with me.
And the reason I raised this is because that same group is still going strong on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms with The Truth About Vaccines. They're trying to convince people to refuse life-saving vaccines. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Center for Countering Digital Hate found that the couple behind both of these pages were part of what they coined the disinformation dozen, just 12 accounts that were responsible for 65% of the disinformation that was spreading across the world on social media, infecting the minds of millions. And, you know, why is this relevant to the UN? Well, when we finally got the vaccines to other parts of the world, and in Africa in particular, which was had a publics that were very vaccine positive, we were finding people refusing to take them. They had been so infected by these conspiracies that they weren't only refusing the COVID-19 vaccines, but also childhood vaccines as well.
Again, we have experience with this type of vaccine in billions of people. It's a safe vaccine. Of course, with the mRNA, there's a very, very, very low risk, particularly in young men, of getting a myocarditis. But if you look at the risk of myocarditis from COVID itself is greater than the risk of the vaccine.
I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA, a lot. And they are working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see, it is other vaccines other than COVID, a flu vaccine with mRNA, a shingles vaccine with mRNA, other vaccines with mRNA.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise.
Then we are going to the third horizon, which the technology will be used for gene editing to be able, if people are born, they have a genetic disease. But it's right.
Where is this all going there, Jason Burmes? What are your thoughts on where this is all going? Because you're seeing Fauci. Fauci's back. Devin, you're seeing Fauci's back. He's telling you got to take the shots. You got the United Nations is saying they got to cut down on misinformation. You're seeing the discussion of the mask mandates coming back, more lockdowns. Where do you see this going?
Well, I see where they want to push it. Obviously, they are pushing it into the transhumanist arena. That's what the mRNA was really about. And even you saw Robert Malone kind of allude to that, and where they're putting it into everything. And let me just say, the whole COVID-1984 nightmare, in my opinion, was very transhumanist from its inception. And what do I mean by that? As human beings, we need to be with one another. We need to have human touch. We need to be able to see each other's faces and expressions. And they tried to destroy that. We also need to be with our loved ones when they're sick or in ailment or dying. That's something that's inherent in our species. They took that away from us. And now they're trying to incrementally bring back that level of torture to children. So just that behavior of 6 feet away, touching people constantly, you know, I still see people hitting that alcohol button, you know, we got to disinfect everything. I'm like, what are you doing? That none of that is good for you. So on that end, you put fear into people. Then when you came with the solution of an mRNA injection that was literally developed by the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency with a zombie company that had never made a product, Moderna, and then had the mRNA strategic collaboration with NGOs such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BARDA, which is the medical DARPA, AstraZeneca, that will also put these hate and lie shots out. You have to realize when the military runs something, they're allowed to lie to you, period. You know the virus at the time is not zoonotic. You know, they continue to lie to you until everything they told us was a lie and everything they injected on us was anti-human, man. So to me, when I watch clips like that, first of all, it reminds me how much I used to love Seinfeld as a young person. I'm sure you can relate. And second of all, it reminds me that unfortunately, there are people at the top that are very anti-human in nature and are very able to manipulate the populace. And this was the coup de grace. One of the most egregious things to me was the fact that you had CNN partner with Sesame Street.
Oh.
And not only did they put out commercials, they put out hour-long specials. And what really bothered me, like, it's one thing to target me and you. Like, all right, we're adults. We should know better. We can read, write, everything. You're talking about targeting toddlers and young kids in many cases. And they did that. So if that's not anti-human and transhuman in nature, Clay, I don't know what is.
So for people out there that are watching right now, a lot of people want to stay in touch with you. They want to, they're hearing about your voice through multiple podcasts you're on, through the documentaries you're putting out there, and then also the Reawakened Tour. So tell us, where can we go to stay in touch with you? What's the websites? Tell us where to go. We have some of our listeners, Devin, that will listen to the show while they're navigating down a gravel road, and they're taking notes on a, it's crazy, but people are actually skateboarding down a gravel road while taking notes with an Etch-a-Sketch. You might have to repeat those URLs a couple times. How can people continue hearing your research there, sir?
Yes. You know, I always tell people my last name is the best way to find like a swath of things because I am so busy, B-E-R-M-A-S. But if you want to check me out, I am live every single Monday through Thursday at 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. And then Monday through Friday, I am live via AMP News. The other one is redvoicemedia.com as it's plastered all over the place. But ampnews.us is where I do more of an interview show. Clay, you've been gracious to come on that a couple times now. And that is at 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. All my documentary films, including Shade the Motion Picture, which I made over a decade ago and had a 20-minute section on Bill Gates, GMOs, hate and lies shots, his plans for world domination, eugenics, you name it, all there. They're all free. And like I said, I don't charge for anything I do. Everything I do eventually goes out to the public for free. So it's all about sharing the information and hopefully having a human relationship with somebody. That's the key, man. I think it's so much more effective. I get it. I do all my stuff online and I am reaching an audience. But that's why I love doing your stuff, is because I'm eye to eye with these people. And sometimes it's hundreds or thousands, but you know, I'm looking those people dead in the eye when I'm telling them that, oh, by the way, Elon Musk helped print these hate and lie shots up with his company Tesla in partnership with CureVac. So, you know, again, thank you so much for all the opportunities you've given me, brother.
Now, Devin, I want to ask you this question here. You were in college when the lockdowns were announced the first time.
Yes.
Now you're not in college.
Correct.
That was a couple years back, right?
Three.
So what do you think is going to happen when they announce the next mask mandates and lockdowns? Just, and again, I'm not putting you up there as a Nostradamus or somebody who's a professional guesser or prophetic. I just want to know, what are your thoughts on, like, what percentage of people are going to go, that makes sense, put back on the mask, let's go, lock it up, lockdown, here we go.
I feel like more people will, I think people are going to get tired of it, more likely to just be like, nope, I'm not doing it. More than the last time.
You mean like half the people won't comply, or you think 80% won't comply, or 1%? Half?
Yeah.
And last time, what percentage of people that you were around at college were like, okay, I'm putting on the mask, like, I'll stay home?
Like 75%.
So last time, 75% of people just said, at college, said, yeah, I'm okay, give me the mask, we'll stay home.
Yeah.
Quarantine.
Yep.
Did people have quarantine parties?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
So some of the people that were quarantining to protect themselves from the virus, they did get together and have quarantine parties.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The lunacy of the college thing. I really got to point this out. I was in upstate New York when this broke out, and all these kids, not all, but like 80-90% of them are from the city or Long Island. So very early on, Oneonta, which was a state university in New York, was almost a test case. So when they first declared the lockdowns, they literally came in full-on hazmat suits. You can go watch the Twitter videos. I retweeted them and scared the shit out of those kids. I mean, they came in and got people individually in something out of Outbreak. And this was, I believe, in mid to late March of 2020. So they really ran a number on us, man. And I hope that, you know, I hope it's not even 50%, because at this point, it's already happening. It's happening in New Jersey, Philadelphia, California, Oregon. These things are coming back. Washington State, you're starting to see it with school children and health facilities. And some people are standing up. But listen, if you didn't figure it out the last 3 years, this is it. You got to make the decision. If they tell you to wear a mask or have your kid in that school and wear a mask, it's time to leave. It's time to leave that job or career. It's time to get your kid out of that school, and you've got to navigate this thing and have a plan.
And piling on, just to be clear, the people at the top who are pushing this, they know that the masks weren't effective. They know that social distancing wasn't effective. They knew that the shots wouldn't stop the spread of anything. This was designed to see what percentage of people would comply. And so if you're out there today and you're trying to engage in an argument with a person who's pushing down this globalist agenda on you, you're not going to win that argument. Just pull your kids out of that school and note that you just cannot comply. Jason Burmis, I really do appreciate you carving out time for us, sir. Again, I'll put a link on today's show notes where people can find you. One more time, what's the best website to find your work, sir?
Check me out every evening, Monday through Friday at ampnews.us, 6 p.m. and every morning, 9 to 11 a.m. over at redvoicemedia.com.
Jason, you sound like you smell terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.
I'm in favor of an international tax funding the efforts we need to undertake in fighting poverty and the climate. I recalled France applied on itself two previously proposed taxes on airline tickets and on financial transactions. You'll agree with me that an international tax is international when it's adopted by all, and there are international taxes like socialism formally. It doesn't work in just one country. And so we're already at the technological front. We're not going to continue to beat ourselves alone. We're going to try and rally and get others to follow. So we're in favor of an international tax on shipping because it's a sector that's not taxed. There's no reason why it's not taxed and doesn't contribute to efforts throughout the world.
Most experts converge on the number 2%. If humanity increases our annual investment in clean technologies and infrastructure by around 2% of global GDP, that should be enough to prevent catastrophic climate change.
Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change. Also, conceptually, it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Rutger, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, again, you can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that, and life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
But the price tag of preventing the apocalypse is in the low single digits of annual global GDP. Even the more pessimistic models generally estimated at below 5%. And most models say it requires investing only an additional 2% of global GDP.
Hello, everyone.
Excuse me.
Messieurs, bonjour.
Monsieur le Président.
Vous allez bien?
Linda Iaccarino here, class of 1980. We're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about masking up or packing up. I promise you, we're doing good so far. Just keep your distance, get your hands washed often, get tested often, and wear your mask. That'll get us closer and closer to normal days.
Do you see any positive effects in the COVID pandemic?
I think there are many, many silver linings. The advancement of synthetic RNA was accelerated significantly because of COVID.
Are you on the US or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake, even for both the US and China. We need a single global order.
Look at his entire name and then look at the meaning of these words. We have Emmanuel, God with us, Jean, gift from God, Michael, who is like God, Frederick, peaceful ruler, and Macron, a written or printed mark. These are a lot of godly names used as well, which is strange because Emmanuel Macron's parents were atheists. Also strange, growing up in an atheist household, Emmanuel Macron at the age of 12 decided to become a Catholic and get baptized within the Catholic Church, which could be very fitting because we know Mystery Babylon, as told to us in the book of Revelation, will play a big part in end times prophecy. And it's either pretty much the Catholic Church, Israel, or the United States. And there's a very strong case to be made that it's the Catholic Church, or at least the Vatican, to be more specific. A few more strange things about Emmanuel Macron is that he has a type of messianic appearance that at least people are giving to him. Not, of course, a true one, but that people just claim, give him these weird titles. And listen to what this news agency wrote about him. They said, when he takes the stage at rallies, you can feel Emmanuel Macron's messianic dimensions. The audience is near sexual ecstasy, his followers' blind faith, his speechwriters' evangelical messages. People yearn to get a picture with him, speak with him, and touch him. Very strange messianic type words surrounding this guy. There's also a lot of ties to this guy in correlation to what the Antichrist will be like, mainly the fact that he's definitely a globalist, just like in the clip mentioned before where he's calling for a one world order. When Macron came president, he even made the claim he's going to rule like the Roman god Jupiter, which is similar to what Daniel 11:36 says about the Antichrist, that he's going to try to magnify himself above every god. Here's a picture of Emmanuel Macron on The Economist. As you can see, Europe's savior, and he's walking on water.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
We start with a vision of a world where humans are progressively more irrelevant and we are the problem.
Could there be a connection between those two?
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
BRICS is also pushing a digital currency and has launched a vaccine research and development center.
Could there be a connection between those two?
One way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. You'll save yourself a little bit of money.
This is the Great Awakening. Oh, the Great Awakening.
It's the Great Awakening. They hate when people unite, trying to take away Christ while we the people just fight. Don't matter black or white, whether left or right, I feel the Lord's about to strike like a thief in the night. Evil right in your sight, thought this was home of the brave. Good men do nothing now, will be the home of the slaves. Just keep locking you down, all alone and enraged. Soldiers fought and died for this, I bet they roll in their graves. This is spiritual war, so be on guard with your kids. See, hope the stock keeps dropping till we bankrupt Disney. Don't support if it's woke, toss it out like a frisbee. You perverted CEOs thinking nobody knows. We gotta boycott the parks, I'm hoping nobody shows. This world got real dark, can't even trust kids' shows. Be on your toes, these are foes coming straight for your heart. You don't believe it's the mark, you better believe it's the start. Feels like I'm weaving through darks, this great awakening grows. Chris Sky said it best, gotta just say no. Politicians work for us, so what we say goes. When will treason be punished? Only the good Lord knows. These pedophiles are in droves, put in the highest position. Thinking wicked is normal, a sane mind is sickening. About time you should listen and stop whining and wishing. You better get in this fight or suffer the rest of your life.
You've been sleeping for too long. Time to wake up and get strong. If you're able to respond, get off the sidelines. Turn to God before it's done. Repent by the end of the day. it's on, work no play, well it's the day before it's night time. Going down the rabbit hole, somebody show me the way, cause I need to know. Searching for hope for my soul, trying to find a better day, but this world's too cold. I used to politic, but now I find I'm done with it. My mind is on the kingdom, let them know before the curtains close. Time to wake up, nothing's fake, stop not these lies. The truth is rarely televised, they trying to take my mind, but I don't need to be entertained, you see. No complacency, I'm faced with Satan trying to speak to me. To deceive, sees a degeneracy, but my mind will not receive. Honestly, be an anomaly, be who you called me. You can take the veil down, take it. Open your eyes, you can see. Take the mask off, you can breathe. Give all glory to the King. It's the reason why we sing. It's the great awakening.
It's the great awakening. It's time to let our freedom ring. It's time to focus on the truth and not to focus on the bling. You see, it's now happening. With the mandates now returning, Jenner Land is not stopping. With Malik Obama joining, Roseanne is truth bombing. Eric Trump is unrelenting. We'll never stop stating that Jesus is our King. Jim Brewer keeps us laughing. Still exposes vaccines. Coke exposes Epstein. Okay, explains what it all means.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Freedom's only found in the arms of Jesus. This world will lie to your mind to deceive. Trojan horse like treason, give you all up every season. The kingdom of God unite, fight for what's right, be the light. Don't put trust in man, this world's never set us free. Like, where do you put your faith in? Who do you believe in? Wake up before it's too late, repent, run back to Jesus. The Great Awakening.
Join General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour at TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now the Reawaken America tour is going back to Trump Doral, Miami, Florida on October 13th and 14th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America tour into California and into Tulare, California.
What?
Yes. Tulare, California is a real place. And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because, although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis. We've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donnie Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Golf Course and Resort, get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Or if you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum, they have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar. Or...
Hamilton, or
this is probably packed. Not the right conference for you. Each and every Reawaken America Tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-0102. Again, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Whoa!